Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. If you've been trying to get into a meal prep routine or you have in the past, but it just hasn't worked for you, keep listening. Maybe you spend way too much time in the kitchen, or you're through the food by Tuesday, or it's going bad in your fridge at the end of the week. It might be the way you're meal prepping. There's more than one way to meal prep. There is no one size fits all. So let's talk about the three styles of meal prep and which one might work best for you. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort, let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. If you didn't know there were three styles of meal prep, well, technically there's more, but I talk about three specific styles of meal prep, freezer prep not included. You're not alone. Many of us have this idea in our head of what meal prep looks like. Maybe for you, it's prepping all of your meals ahead and filling your fridge to the brim with pre-cooked meals. Or maybe it's that bodybuilder style. And being a former bodybuilder myself, I totally had this association with meal prep for the longest time. It's like the steamed broccoli and the boring poached chicken breast all in these little tiny containers. You know, you see that on Instagram all laid out on the counter, like 50 different meals for the week because, you know, sometimes bodybuilders eat like five or six meals. And I'm not making fun of bodybuilders. Like I said, I was one for a period of time. Feels like forever ago. It was forever ago. It was before my second daughter was born. But that doesn't have to be what meal prep looks like for you. Meal prep needs to work for you and your family. Maybe you do want to prep pretty much everything ahead for the week because you live a crazy busy life and it is the only way you're going to get meals on the table without going through the takeout line, calling for pizza, or hiring a private chef, which I know can be expensive because I am one. Or maybe you don't want to spend several hours in the kitchen at the beginning of the week and you're like, okay, I have an hour. How can I actually simplify my meals during the week with just an hour? If that's the case for you, definitely go back and listen to the last two episodes where I talk about my five meal prep essentials and my 1 hour meal prep process. But that 1 hour meal prep, that combination meal prep style, which I'll talk about more in a second, is only one style of meal prep. And the reason I talk about three different styles of meal prep is because there is no one size fits all, because we all live very different lives. Someone who is a shift worker and sometimes works days and then sometimes works nights and then sometimes it flip-flops versus someone who's at home most of the day, either works from home or is a stay-at-home parent, they're going to have different lives and different needs when it comes to meals. Families who do a lot of after-school activities versus families who come home and kind of chill for the night at home are also going to have different levels of needs when it comes to simplifying meals. We all want our meals simplified, but what we need is going to be different. And that's why when I created Healthy Mama Meal Prep, what is now the master course 6 years ago, I knew I didn't want it to be like, this is the one way you should meal prep. Because I knew from working with clients for so many years that everyone has different needs. So I decided to share three styles of meal prep and explain exactly how to go about each one of those three styles. So the person following the course, the student within the course, can try out one style or two styles or all three styles and figure out the best fit for them. And the thing is, in different seasons, we all need different things too. There are seasons where I lean on mostly ingredient prep, and there are seasons where I do a lot more combination prep. Right now is a season with the back to school season happening right now where I'm doing a lot of combination prep. I'm getting something ready for breakfast or for lunches. I'm doing my 1 hour meal prep with my 5 meal prep essentials. I'm getting some sort of a protein ready. I'm getting some veggies and fruits ready, especially for school lunches, to make that packing process easier. Sometimes I'm getting a snack or a sauce ready, either for after school or for school lunches or for myself. And then there are seasons where I'm doing a lot of recipe testing, and just a little bit of veggie prep saves me during the week, but I don't really want to spend all that time doing those extras. And I know that that situation is very unique to me as a recipe developer. However, you can insert whatever your life situation is here. I only want to spend 45 minutes chopping some vegetables. It's that one thing that I hate doing, but I don't want to buy all pre-chopped vegetables because they're so much more expensive. So I'm going to spend a half an hour, 45 minutes just prepping some vegetables at the beginning of the week, maybe hard cooking some eggs or cooking up some chicken breast for meals too. Whatever that means to you is whatever that means to you. You get to choose how much time you spend in the kitchen meal prepping each week, and you get to choose how much time you spend cooking dinner in the evenings each week. Which style of meal prep you choose is going to be based on those two factors. How much time you have or are willing to spend on the weekend or the beginning of the week whenever you carve out that time to meal prep, and how much time you realistically have during the week to prep meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So let's dive into talking about the three styles of meal prep really briefly. I'm going to give you an overview, give you some of the pros and cons so you can decide which direction you might want to start in. Remember that you can always experiment and try out the different styles of meal prep and find what fits for you in this season. And you can always shift to a different style in a different season. That's the beauty of meal prep. It doesn't always need to look the same. And I hope it goes without saying, if you want to dig deeper into any of these meal prep styles, if you want to know exactly how to prep in the amount of time that works for you, how to plan for your prep, and how to do it all efficiently so that you're not in the kitchen all day long, even if you are going to be batch cooking, then you've got to join us in the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course. I talk about all three styles of meal prep. I give you over 15 cooking demos. I teach you cooking basics, and so you can actually learn how to do this efficiently. And I give you an entire module on meal prep so you can learn how to make meal prep happen faster and in a way that works for your family, so that is one less stress you have to worry about as you're getting into a meal prep routine. So Healthy Mama Meal Prep is still on sale right now. Both the master course and the 1 hour meal prep method, which is a combination meal prep style, which you'll understand once I go into the three styles in just a little bit. They are both still on sale for 40% off for just three more days if you are listening to this the day it comes out on September 11th. So click the link in the show notes if this sounds like something that you want to dive into. This is the last chance. It's going to go on sale before Black Friday sales, and chances are I will not offer a full 40% off at Black Friday. This is a massive, massive deal. This course took me 6 months to redo, everything from refilming all of the videos to completely redoing the meal prep cookbook with over 150 prep-friendly recipes. A lot went into this course. I'm so proud of it, and I know that it's going to help you get into a meal prep routine. All right, so let's talk about the three styles of meal prep. Number one is batch cooking. Number two is ingredient prep. And number three is combination prep. So batch cooking is what you think of when you think of prepping all of your meals or most of your meals for the week ahead of time. This is by far the most convenient way to go through your week, is having everything ready to go. This is what I do as a personal chef or a private chef. If I am working for one family or several families at a time, I go into their house once a week or once every couple of weeks, and I spend several hours prepping all of their meals ahead of time and putting them in their fridge or freezer so they're ready to go. It's just reheat and on with their day. That is batch cooking. It takes quite a bit of time. It can take anywhere from 3 to 6 hours, depending on how many meals you want to batch cook for, if you want to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or just dinners. It's certainly the type of meal prep that takes the longest at the beginning of the week, but it's going to take you the shortest amount of time to get meals ready during the week. This is analogous to doing some sort of meal service where they send you all of your meals ahead of time and it's just heat and go, or like I said, hiring somebody who is your personal chef, but you're doing it for yourself. Now, this works well for people who really, really don't have time to prepare meals during the week, but they have goals when it comes to their health and wellness or eating at home or financially. This can be one of the best ways to save money because meals are ready to go. You're not relying on takeout or calling for pizza constantly or getting those meal delivery systems, which can be really pricey. I was actually just looking at one, a Real Food meal delivery system. The recipes, or not the recipes, but the meals look absolutely fantastic. And I think the sale that was going on was like $199 for 10 meals. And you guys, that's $19 a meal for one person. That's a lot, you guys. That is more than I charge for a full lunch when I do lunches for my husband's sailing teams. That's a lot of money. And I mean, the meals look fantastic, but you can do better at home for sure. You can make so many meals with so much less money that are made with real food, really delicious ingredients. So batch cooking can be one of the ways that you can do that. So it will take you 3 to 6 hours at the beginning of the week or whenever you can carve out that time to prep in bulk. This is, like I said, the most convenient way to enjoy meals throughout the week. However, it is the least flexible. You're not going to be switching up your meal plan. You can switch meals based on the day, like because everything will be prepped and ready to go. So you can be like, all right, well, this day I want chili and this day I want curry because I've already made them and I just have to reheat them. But you're not switching up your meal plan midweek. So it is a little bit less flexible in that way. It's a little bit more constrained that way. If you don't mind that and you're okay with less flexibility but more convenience and you have the time to prep at the beginning of the week and not as much time to prep during the week, prepare meals during the week, then batch cooking might be right for you. Now, if that doesn't sound like you at all, you're like, I do not want to spend that much time at the beginning of the week, nor do I have that time at the beginning of the week. And I do have some time to prepare meals during the week, maybe 30 to 40 minutes in the evenings to prepare dinner, 20 minutes or so to prepare breakfast and lunches, more if you have to prepare school lunches as well. If you have that time during the week and you just want a little bit more support making your meals easier, maybe having a protein ready to go or a grain ready to go, or just chopping your vegetables all ahead of time to make things easier, then the opposite of batch cooking is ingredient prep. You're not prepping anything fully. You're simply prepping ingredients. Sometimes there's no cooking involved at all with this style of meal prep. You're prepping ingredients. You're saving yourself time during the week by doing a little bit of prep ahead, but nothing is fully made. This is obviously going to take you the least amount of time at the beginning of the week and the most amount of time during the week to prepare meals. So you are going to be saving yourself time throughout the week in your meal preparation, but you're only going to be saving yourself maybe 10 to 15 minutes versus saving yourself the entire time with batch cooking. It is the most flexible way to prep. So you can prep a bunch of ingredients, and if you want to switch up your meal plan midweek and just use those same ingredients in a different meal, you can totally do that. So if you are a little bit more spontaneous with your meals, if you want to do something like go to the farmer's market and get a bunch of vegetables and just prep them and have them ready to go, so it's easier to throw together something really fast for dinner. If you're someone who's very creative in the kitchen, you like to just throw things together during the week, but you want to save some time, ingredient prep can work really well for you. You can use ingredient prep with a meal plan or without a meal plan. And ingredient prep might be something that you just do seasonally when you need a little bit of support, but you don't want to do the batch cooking or the combination prep, which I'll talk about in a minute. I find outside my one-hour meal prep process that ingredient prep is the best place for most people to start with meal prep. If meal prep feels really intimidating and you're like, especially if you have that idea in your head that you're going to have to spend hours and hours in the kitchen, or you have to batch cook, or cooking anything fully ahead of time just feels overwhelming, then starting with a little bit of ingredient prep and just noticing how much that shifts your week, how much easier it is to prepare meals during the week with a little bit of ingredient prep done at the beginning of the week, it can make such a huge difference and help to create that momentum and continue to keep up that motivation to continue to meal prep week after week. I find the biggest mistake I see people make is going in too hard, too fast, and either not prioritizing their meal prep and just prepping random things and then being like, well, it didn't help that much this week. Well, it's not going to help you if you're not prioritizing what really matters to you, which is really important. And the first thing we talk about in Healthy Mama Meal Prep, both the one-hour meal prep and the master course, is prioritizing what is going to make the biggest difference in your week. Or it's just trying to do too much all at once and feeling burnt out basically immediately or within a couple weeks of starting this meal prep process. That is exactly what I do not want for you. That's why I don't just teach about batch cooking or just teach the one-hour meal prep method. Like I said, we all have different needs, but we can all start small and build upon that. And ingredient prep is a great place to start.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, finally, let's talk about combination meal prep. This is the next place to go to once you have gotten into a routine of ingredient prep. You can shift into combination prep. This is going to take you a medium amount of time at the beginning of the week, anywhere from an hour to a couple of hours at the beginning of the week, and it's going to save you a ton of time during the week. It's not going to be hands-off during the week like batch cooking, but it will save you a ton of time. This is the style of meal prep the one-hour meal prep process is based off of. I've been doing a combination meal prep for the past decade, essentially, where I focus a lot of my effort on ingredients, but I also batch cook a couple of items as well so that my weeks are easier. This is all about prioritizing where I need the most support. That is what I end up batch cooking, and the rest of it, I just focus on ingredients. And this changes week to week. I focus on those five essentials. Go listen to last week's episode if you're not sure what those are, but it saves me so much time during the week, especially in those areas that tend to be stressful for me, like breakfast and lunches. That's where I typically, depending on the week, focus my prep, and the rest of it is just ingredients for my meals. So this is going to save you time during the week and only take you an hour or two on the weekend. You're going to target this to your busiest meals where you need the most support. This works really well if you want a little bit of flexibility throughout your week, but you also need support in specific areas. You can hit both of those needs with combination meal prep. So if you have been ingredient prepping for a while and you want to expand on your meal prep a little bit, Or you're like, I don't just want to prep ingredients. I also want to make sure that I have a breakfast ready to go or a lunch ready to go. Or maybe you batch cook a soup or something like that for dinner so that that one meal that week is covered. Then that's the place to start. You can start with combination meal prep, or you can start with ingredient prep and build into combination prep. And if that doesn't seem like it's enough for you, then you're probably someone who batch cooking is what you need. Remember, with any of these styles, even though I outline exactly what to prep in the 1 hour meal prep method, you're always allowed to expand upon it or reduce it in whatever way makes sense. If you are practicing the 1 hour meal prep method and you're like, I don't really feel like I need to prep a snack or a sauce each week, instead, I would rather do a breakfast and a lunch, then adjust it. Make it work for you. I created this system because this is not just what works for me, but what has worked for hundreds of my clients over the years. Up until last year, about a year and a half ago, I coached one-on-one clients on meal prep. And so it's not just me being in the kitchen working as a personal chef. I've also been coaching for half a decade on meal prep as well. So I know that these three styles work, but I also know that they don't work for everyone. You have to find the style that works for you. That's the only way meal prep is going to stick, is if you are leaning into the style that works for you in your season and is actually meeting your unique needs. So let me review them really quick. Batch cooking. You are going to spend the most amount of time at the beginning of the week prepping all or most of your meals ahead of time so they're ready to go. This is the most convenient style of meal prep during the week, but it takes the most amount of time. On the flip side, ingredient prep. You're going to spend the least amount of time on the weekend prepping ingredients for your meals during the week. You have the most flexibility, but it doesn't save you as much time as with batch cooking. And then there's combination prep, or my 1 hour meal prep method, which is a combination meal prep style. You are going to prep a combination of ingredients, typically focusing mostly on ingredients, with a couple of batch cooked items that are going to help to support you in those areas where you need the most help during the week, whether it's breakfast or lunches or snacks or a combination of the three within the 1 hour meal prep method. So it's a combination of ingredient prep and batch cooking based on your needs that week and in that season. So which style sounds like it works the best for you? I'm sure that there's one that is sticking out in your head right now. You're like, okay, I need to start to focus on that to see if that's going to help me in the way that I need next week when I get into my meal prep. So whichever style sticks out to you, I have my entire system for meal prepping, including details on how to do all three of these styles in my Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course. We decided to extend the back to school sale for just 3 days. So that is through 9/13, September 13th, 2023. Only. If you are listening to this in the future, the course is still available for purchase. It's always available for purchase, but definitely make sure you are on my email list to hear about when the next sale might be happening. You can download my 5 Steps to Meal Prep Quick Start Guide. I will put that link in my show notes, and that will get you on the email list, and you'll be notified the next time it's on sale. But if you are listening when this is live, it will not be extended any longer. I'm not gonna mess with you. It will automatically be back up to its usual price of $249 at midnight on the 13th, and we're not gonna have another sale until Black Friday. So that's the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course, where I teach you the three styles of meal prep. You'll also learn my entire meal planning system. There's a cooking basics module so you can become more efficient in the kitchen. There's also over 15 cooking demos and that Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook with over 150 meal prep friendly recipes. That's the only place you can get that Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook. And there's also the Healthy Mama Meal Prep guide within that as well. And then there is my 1 hour meal prep method, which I just released this year. It is a mini course. It is currently on sale for less than $36. You can learn about my 1 hour meal prep method, which will teach you the 5 meal prep essentials. It'll teach you my exact system for prepping in an hour. You'll also get the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Guide, and you'll get 35 recipes within that as well, with a 4 week done for you meal plan if you want, with prep plan, if you want to hit the ground running with your meal prep and you want a plan to do it as well. So both of them are now on sale for 40% off using code back to school. And if you're listening to this in the future, definitely grab that freebie, join my email list, and you will find out when I put it on sale next. But whether or not you join the courses, I hope this series, this little mini series that I did about meal prep, was helpful for you. Definitely go back and listen to my 1 hour meal prep method, my 5 meal prep essentials. Those are the last two episodes. There was a bonus episode in between where I share with you what we ate and what we spent in the month of August. You can listen to that too if you want to, but definitely go back to those last two episodes if you want more info on meal prep. Whether you join us in the courses, one or the other, or not, I am so grateful to have you here. I'm grateful that you are listening to this podcast. You're a part of this community, and I hope this has been helpful for you. We're actually not stopping the conversation on meal prep quite yet. I have had several requests for an episode on how to freezer prep before you have a baby. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week, whether it's you having a baby or a family member having a baby. I'm going to teach you exactly how I freezer prepped for both of my kiddos and how you can prep ahead for whenever baby is coming for yourself or a family member or a friend as well. So we're going to talk about freezer prep next week. So stay tuned for that episode. Until then, happy prepping.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at @healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.